Hype Network presents.
Hi, I'm Sting Lacson.
And I'm Rachel.
And you're listening to
The Couch Tomato Podcast.
Okay, so this time we'll be reviewing
Thor, Love and Thunder.
It's another 2022 film directed by Taika Waititi, written by Taika Waititi and Jennifer Caton Robinson, and it stars Chris Hemsworth,
Natalie Portman,
Christian Bale,
Tessa Thompson,
Taika Waititi,
Russell Crowe,
among others. The Guardians of the Galaxy are also here for a short, very short period lang. So, now this I mentioned kasi they're not really stars of the show. So, wag na.
Special mention sila for participating in this movie kahit na hindi naman talaga sila kasama.
Yes. Pero let's not steal the thunder from the actual cast. Sige, so, you found it a bit campy at first?
Well, yeah. Kasi alam mo yung poko joke.
Yun yung nandun pa yung Guardians, you know? Parang King Koyan sila dun eh.
Yeah, parang poko joke. Kasi parang, well, alam naman natin na sa lahat ng Marvel films, I guess, Thor, Ragnarok, at saka ito, ang pinaka kengkoy.
Partly then because it's Taika, no?
Yes. Kumbaga, you can divide 4 Thor movies. The first 2 are medyo dark, serious, and then yung last 2, yung Ragnarok, tsaka ito, parang ano na siya. You can't take them seriously na.
Sa ano pa lang kasi?
Not
sa,
so much.
Sa start pa lang, yung sa poster design, diba, sa trailer, yung colorful, tapos loud, psychedelic yung colors, or retro, diba, parang,
yeah.
Meron siyang ganong na, from the start pa lang, you don't take us seriously. But,
tsaka it's Taika. And if you enjoyed Ragnarok, this has the same feel. For me though, dun sa first part, it feels like, is this movie always, parang buong movie ba ganito tayo, mag-joke time lang tayo. Hanggang sa, well, sa dulo naman, medyo humugot siya. But I don't know if that's enough for the movie. For me lang. Mm. Parang, okay, it was fun. But,
I guess, ang nagdala ng seriousness dito, si dalawang Oscar winner natin, Natalie Portman and Christian Bale.
Yes, I guess. Oh. Mm. Actually, natuwa ako dun sa how they worked Jane Foster back in the Thor universe.
Oo nga eh. Di ba ang alam ko, ayaw na daw niya? Paano ba eh? Kwento mo.
Hindi ko alam. Parang feeling ko dati ayaw niya yung, parang lang kasi siyang damsel in distress with brains before eh. Parang she wanted more to the character.
Mm.
Maybe. Kasi the last time we saw her, it was The Dark World, which is the least favorite among the Thor films.
Pero diba,
lowest din rating niya sa critics, ganyan.
Pero diba, may nag-appear siya sa ano?
Oo.
Briefly sa
sa Infinity War yata.
Oo. Na parang doon pa lang na na-excite na yung fans na mukhang babalik siya
Natalie Portman. Endgame yata.
Oo. Kasi pag sinabi ni Natalie Portman, ayaw na niya tapos nag-appear siya ng ganun. Sabihin, oh.
Like, I can't blame her for coming back kasi ang maganda naman yung maganda yung how they wrote Jane Foster here.
Hmm. Tsaka ano no, ang ganda ni Natalie Portman no. Kasi matagal ko ng kasyan sa ano pa lang eh. Before Star Wars pa, yung The Professional, Leon, ang international name ng movie. The American release is called The Professional. Shoutout kay Maynard Malion, siya ang nag-introduce sa akin ang batang Natalie Portman. Parang 12 years old pa lang si Natalie Portman noon, dyan sabi niya sa akin, si Natalie Portman, maganda. So, ayun. And yung mukha niya Natalie Portman, no, parang she's going to age gracefully, parang Jennifer Connelly type na.
She's vegan.
Ah, really?
Yes.
Eh,
I think I saw an article na ano, di ba they had a kissing scene?
Nino?
Ni Thor, ni Chris Hemsworth. And during that day, Chris did not eat meat at
all. Kasi malalasahan niya.
Ay, hindi ko alam. Ay, sabi lang niya, it's so thoughtful of him to do that. Ay, hindi naman niya hininging gawin niya yun. Mm. But, eh, kasi I have a feeling he is eating meat like every 2 hours. Kasi ang laki-laki niya eh. I mean, muzzle. Wala na. The fat suit is gone, by the way. And yun nga, you had to go to an entire like section where they explain a backstory, what happened to Thor after Endgame. And then, what happened? Ba't sila naghiwalay ni Jane Foster?
Mm, yeah.
But once you get past that, and then you can move the story along.
Since we're on the subject of Jane Foster, let's talk about yung gender roles. No? Kasi gusto ko dito na talagang gumirl power ng todo. You know?
Yes. I think for me, the best parts is Tessa and Natalie.
Yeah, so, di ba, ang tawag ito sa King Valkyrie, kahit na dapat queen, pero parang king na lang kasi ako na yung
parang hindi na siya ano eh, hindi na siya segregated na king or queen. It's just king.
Okay. Hindi naman siya parang yung ano, I'm Valkyrie, my pronouns are king. pronouns are him. And
well, if you watch the film, malamang naman, ay may meron kayong ganung whiff na makukuha. Na mayroon siyang ka-relasyon, a co-Valkyrie niya before na-wipe out yung mga Valkyries.
At saka yung isa sa mga assistant ni, alalay ni Zeus na babae, di ba, nung baka nagtingihan sila. Alala mo yung sina yun?
Oo.
Yung may subtle hint na lesbian talaga. So, hindi naman kailangan explicit eh. Basta mag-hint ka na, okay na yun.
No, I think it's just nice na they still call her King Valkyrie because she is the King of Asgard na king pa rin yung gamit na sa kanya kahit na babae siya.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Physically babae siya. In the same way na, di ba, meron dito si Natalie Portman. She's Lady Thor. I think sa comics eh, Lady Thor siya.
Mm.
So, parang Christian Bale will say, "Hello, Lady Thor." Something like that. I don't remember the scene. And then she corrected him na, "First of all, it's Mighty Thor."
Mm.
So just because she's a girl doesn't change the fact na she's Thor. She's the Mighty Thor.
Pero doon sa Loki, Lady Loki, pwede, no? Walang pangalan.
No, hindi naman siya pinalangalanan na Lady
just
Loki.
The audience.
You just know that it's Lady Loki.
Just to differentiate it from the Tom Hiddleston Loki.
No, you just know that's her. Yeah, oo. Kasi nga, ibang universe, magkakaibang universe.
Hmm.
Pero wala siyang name.
So I guess we should also stop calling female security guards as lady guard, no? Diba may mga tao
na matagal na yun, di ba? Kaya nga hindi na chairperson na.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi na.
Pero may nakikinig pa rin ako ng lady guard.
Well, yes, recently. True, but
So,
pero matagal na yan, di ba?
Oh, huwag na natin sila tawagin lady guards.
Do you call them lady guards?
No, may tumatawag na.
Ah, okay.
Oh, like, kapatid ko si Carlo, minsan nakikinig ko siya, lady guard. Maganda yung lady guard na natanggan. She's a guard. Do you call the male guard? Male guard? Di ba? Guard yun. Mas naka-uniform ng guard. Guard. Oh, guard yun. Anyway.
Kaya hindi na siya stewardess, it's flight attendant. Because it can be a girl and a guy.
Alright.
Okay. Or a guy pala.
Okay.
Marami ng mga ganyan dati. I guess, no, yeah, hindi pa rin talaga mag-stick. Dami pa rin backwards mag-isip.
Okay, let's go naman to one of my favorite things about this movie is the presence of Christian Bale. The
of
Christian
course.
Bale.
Batman mo.
Yung, ano, nung una talaga hindi ko namukhaan eh. Hindi ko namukhaan si Bale. Tapos,
dapat pala talaga hindi ako nagsalita.
Oo nga, dapat hindi ka nagsalita. Para nag-creep in na, teka lang, inalo ko to ah. Kasi binanggit mo si Bale. Sabi ko, ano? Tapos, parang may part tumiti siya. Ah, it's a smile. Oo, si Bale nga yan.
It's a smile nga na walang ngipin pero meron. Di ba?
Yeah. Sa Batman pala napapansin ko yung smile niya. Parang ngiti na walang ngipin. Hindi kasi yung lips niya natatakpan yung ngipin niya. Pag nag-smile. So, yung upper lip niya. Yeah. It's a distinct smile na kahit naka-makeup, naka-prosthetics. Pag nag-smile lang yan, Christian Bale yan.
Actually, ayaw na naman niya talaga mag-superhero movie.
Yeah.
Sabi dun sa trivia, it's just his kids who wanted him to do it.
Pero yung ano ah, yung first scene niya, ni Christian Bale, di ba parang nagmamakaawa siya dun sa ano, sa God. Oh, may child. Mm-mm. Galing yun.
It's Christian Bale.
Kinaas na 11 agad na. Oh, mahiya naman kayo sa akin.
Di ba nga, sabi, Marvel has a history of getting like Oscar award or award winning actors as villains. Like si Kate Blanchett.
Ah, okay.
Si Hela.
Okay.
Pero it's kinda ano, na it's Christian Bale, the serious of all Batmans. Well, I guess hindi na siya yung most serious kasi may Pattinson na pala. No?
Oh.
But it's kinda ironic na you get into the MCU in the wackiest. You get franchise, in the MCU in the wackiest franchise.
Oh, which is
I mean, in a movie that doesn't really take itself seriously so much.
Mm.
And then you have Christian Bale na parang, wow, grabe, bakit naman ganito yung acting nito? Parang pwedeng awardan, ganun. But I don't think so. It's sad, no? But malay natin. Baka pwede siyang best villain award siya.
Pero, ano na, hindi na babalik yung character ni Christian Bale. He's a one-off.
Patay na siya.
So, oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes, kahit si Kate Blanchett, one-off din naman. I don't think he wants sequels na eh.
Oo. Oh, parang, he doesn't need the money din eh.
Parang sabi niya na babalik lang siya sa, he will play Batman again as long as
Christopher Nolan.
As long as Christopher Nolan is involved or directs. Eh, parang he said it in utmost confidence na hindi na talaga babalikan ni Christopher Nolan.
Oo,
yan eh.
Oo. At parang ano, parang pagpumuti yung uwak or when Christopher Nolan does Batman again, which he won't. So
ever.
Technically, I'm saying no. Not doing it. So, pero ano ah, di ba may Oscar winner tayo, Christian Bale. May isa pa tayong Oscar winner dito. Russell Crowe, another one of my most favorite actors, no? Siya naman, talagang kay Kuy. Natawang-tawa ako kay Russell Crowe. Ang laki-laki niya.
It's kind of off kasi parang he's in a gladiator costume and he's nowhere near his gladiator role.
Ang dating niya sa akin is parang, di ba nung sa Ragnarok pa yan, nandun si Jeff Goldblum.
Mm. Parang ganun yung dating. Ganun yung feel. Parang he's the Jeff Goldblum here.
He's ano, ang nakakatawa siya na hindi siya bagay sa sino yun. Pero, andun siya eh. Tapos, sasakyan lang niya. So, yung mga, pati yung mga body language ni Russell Crowe nakakatawa. So, tawa-tawa niya.
I think that's the role eh. I mean, you play Zeus. I mean, Zeus, all-powerful god of lightning. Pero nasa Thor, he has to be not serious,
no, diba? No, he's not the god of lightning. He just has thunderbolts.
Ah, okay. Fine. Oh, si Zeus in Thor, which is Greek mythology and Norse mythology.
Hindi, kasi parang, ano ba yung tawag doon? Sa Pantheon? Basta yeah. Yung puro gods, o oh, iba-ibang gods, may mga African gods, may mga Hindu gods.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Merong isang reference doon, parang, di ba, nagkasundo sila na they won't meddle, you know, how gods are. They won't meddle in the affairs. Tapos, ang daming pumabalakpak. And then, Natalie Portman was there. And then, you go back to Star Wars. Oh, so this is how democracy dies. With thunderous applause.
Ah, kasi parang auditorium din yung dating na malaki.
Oo. Oh.
Malaking gano'n.
Yan, yung mga ganung callbacks.
Hi, I'm GP. And I'm a first-time dad. Join me in my new podcast about my parenting journey, where I discuss things that brand new or expecting parents should know. Check out First Time Dad on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other major podcast platforms.
Wait, ano no? Napaisip din ako na wala pala talaga exclusivity yung DC Marvel
stables.
No? Kasi Christian Bale and Russell Crowe both played DC characters.
But minor ones. Well,
minor?
Christian no, Bale si, is ano, Batman. Si Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe is, ano, yeah, he played Jor-El sa...
I think yung danger lang.
If major ka.
Oh.
Hindi pwedeng si Gal Gadot biglang si Marvel.
Well, something. You know, siguro maybe a few years down the road. Kasi may recall eh.
Hmm.
Like, yung tinan mo, si Russell Crowe, he is the gladiator eh.
Hmm, yeah.
To me. Tapos to see him, you know, kind of chubby and funny with a ridiculous Greek accent. Is it even Greek accent? I mean,
it's a fake Greek accent na nakakatawa. I don't know,
but you get, parang, it shatters the illusion for me.
Mm.
In the same way na, kailan lang ba tayo nagulit? Si Torch, si Captain America, si Chris Evans.
It's within the same brand, Marvel.
Yeah, but,
and then, you
wala na yung recall. Matagal na yun eh.
Oh,
gets mo? Hindi siya ganun tumatak. Parang, ilang movie lang ba yun? Dalawang movies lang.
Hindi ko maalala yung Fantastic Four na yun. Dalawa yata.
Dalawang Fantastic Four as Torch. Oh. And then the rest is, would you remember Chris Evans as Torch off the bat? No, you will remember him as Captain America.
Hmm, tama. At saka si yung reboot ng Fantastic Four, di ba, Johnny Storm was Michael B. Jordan, tapos biglang
Killmonger
siya. Oh. So, yeah. I guess binubuhan nila, no? That's the way of erasing it na. Okay lang ulitin natin si Michael B. Jordan kasi bubuhayin natin to.
Yun lang. Pag may major character ka, yun lang ang risk mo. I don't think there's an exclusivity at all. It's just, do you need someone who's really well-known? Who's really well-known? Or who is associated with another character? Parang ganun.
Ang isa kong naisip na example dyan si, si Ryan Reynolds, di ba? He was in a DC, DC movie, yung Green Lantern. Pero nung nag-Marvel siya, deformed naman yung face niya and naka-mask siya. Di ba si Deadpool, he's parang yung mukha niya.
Oh, but before that, you had to erase the Ryan Reynolds one in yung Wolverine movie.
Yeah, yung Deadpool na yun. Tapos yung doon sa Deadpool movie, Ryan Reynolds was poking fun at Green Lantern eh. Parang meron yata, I forgot how exactly it was, pero he killed Green Lantern. Parang gano'n. Basta, it's implying na hindi counted yung Green Lantern, hindi uncounted. I'm erasing that memory for myself. Parang gano'n. It's poking fun at it.
It's easier if you get a character, a different character, na kasi malayong itsura mo. Like Oscar Isaac. Oscar Isaac played sa X-Men, di ba?
Si Apocalypse.
Oo. And then, he's Moon Knight. So, completely different. Same actor.
Yeah.
So, wala masyadong, parang, remember, like, right now, sorry, I think I'm digressing, but, like the Bond person right now, the Bond actor, wala pa yata ang ina-announce. But, or the Doctor Who actor, na kung sino man susunod kay Jodie, you have to think eh. I know a lot of people want to see Benedict Cumberbatch take on Doctor Who, but he's so well known na
he's too big for it na.
Oh, masyado na siyang Sherlock and Doctor Strange. To still be, you get, parang yun din, consideration din yun sa characters eh. Sa ika-cast mo.
Yeah.
Although, like, do you want a newbie na hindi masyado kilala?
Mm-hmm.
Saan ba yun? Sa Bond? Or do you want a well-known face that will carry the franchise?
Ganyan din actually yung mga reaction ng naging Bond si Daniel Craig. Hindi naman gwapo yun eh.
Guwapo naman si Daniel Craig.
Hindi, kasi acting na siya. Pero he has a normal guy look eh. Parang he could be a normal white guy in Bukakay. Ganun yung itsura niya eh. May leading man charisma siya. Pero you get what I mean, he's not like Tom Cruise or... He's not a pretty boy. May
yes,
siya.
Yes, I get what you mean. Okay. And James Bond is like misogynist shit.
Oh, yeah. Correct.
Which thankfully, hindi na masyado sa kanya. How he portrayed yung his character arc. Anyway,
gusto ko din pala dito yung character na Eternity. No, yung parang cosmic being na kasi ganun na ganun itsura niya sa comics. Yung parang silhouette siya na may stars, may galaxy. Tapos ang kita mo lang sa face niya kalahati lang. The other half is in shadow. So kung comic book fan ka, nagbabasa ka ng ano, lalo na yung Infinity Gauntlet. Doon ko siya na nakita sa Infinity Gauntlet. Yung silhouette exacto. So gusto ko yung ano niya. And I think this is going to ano yung phase 4, 'di ba? Kasi sila Adam Warlock yung ano eh, sila yung magkakasama eh.
Mm.
So I guess magkakaroon ng Silver Surfer ba, na bago.
I don't know. Right now, medyo flat yung mga phase 4 eh.
Oh my, eh parang they're introducing yung
Eternals.
Oh, parang they're introducing Eternals,
Blade,
Moon Knight, Miss Marvel. They're all phase 4, 'di ba?
I think so. I mean, aren't we in phase 4? Mm. Post Thanos.
Yeah. Kasi doon sa phase before that, makikita mo yung ano talaga, yung nag-overlap yung, like, sa Civil War, andun sina Iron Man.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Parang, so far, sa phase 4, parang, hindi pa nag-crossover talaga. Except dito, nandun si Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ay, hindi naman counted yun.
Oo. Pero, yun nga, yung, like, yung mga bago, like, sina Adam Warlock, sina...
Medyo watak-watak nga, eh. If you consider then the TV shows, parang, they're all over the place.
Ang gusto ko lang sana mangyari is, akala mo lang they're all over the place, pero biglang may
yes. Grand, ano, may sana. Yeah. Parang, dati naman, nung nagsisimula yung Iron Man, hindi mo alam na, I mean, towards the end muna na medyo na feel na ano, everything's connected. Doon sa Civil War. Actually, doon na nagsimula na, everything's... But when you watch Iron Man, Iron 2, hindi ko alam kung ano yung mga lumabas. Diba? They're medyo standalones. But, ang problema ko is medyo flat nga. Like, si Doctor Strange, masabi lang na multiverse, but it's really about Wanda.
Oh.
Or this one is, well, yun nga, medyo kalahat, hindi naman kalahati, a big chunk of the movie is explaining where we are, what happened, and, you know, medyo campy na. Medyo kalokohan, yung gano'n.
Yeah.
Pero natuwa ako na sa dulo. Kasi I wasn't expecting bakit Love and Thunder. Hindi ko talaga alam yung, it's a nice play on the title na sa dulo pala, it's gonna be Thor, Love, and Thunder. I mean, Love
yung... Love ba yung name nung ano?
Babae.
Sinabi sa movie na Love.
Oh. Hindi.
Sino nag...
They're known as Love, only known as... Diba parang they traveled the galaxy na or something?
Anak ba ni Christian Bale yan?
Oo, diba?
In-adopt ni...
Diba when you reach eternity, you can have one wish.
Oh.
And...
Christian Bale reached eternity.
The wish is either to kill all the gods or have back his daughter, yung namatay.
Hmm.
Na in-influence nila ni Thor na tsaka ni Jane na instead of, you know, negativity, I guess, you just want your daughter back.
Okay. Pero,
so,
sinabi ba yun sa simula na this is my daughter, love?
Hindi. Wala siyang pangalan sa simula.
Sino yung nagpangalan ng love?
Sa dulo nga lang si Korg nung nag-ano siya, nung narrate siya na they travel across the galaxy known only as Love and Thunder.
Okay, kasi si Thor, we know he's the god of thunder, so si Thunder. Pero, the kid,
diba there's this whole speech kasi of Thor choosing love.
Ah, okay.
Before Christian Bale made his wish to get his daughter back.
Okay.
So, she is born out of love.
Out of love. Okay.
Born
okay.
Again. Or bumalik sa kanya out of love. Mm-hmm. Christian Bale, he chose love.
Okay.
So, dun sa spiel ni Korg, only known as Love and Thunder. Kasi okay. May power siya eh. Kasi she was born out of eternity nga.
Gets. Okay.
Pwede na.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't for me. It's for the audience. Tsaka, it's partly for me din.
So, natuwa ako dun sa play on the title kasi I wasn't expecting na kaya pala ganun yung title is because ganun yung nangyari.
Okay.
By the way, I think this was, this is a family affair actually for Chris Hemsworth.
Kasi doon yung mga anak niya at saka asawa niya.
Oo. Kasi I think this was filmed in Australia.
Sige.
Pandemic kasi, di ba?
I-rundown mo yung mga anak niya, ni Chris Hemsworth.
No, meron siyang si India Rose. Siya yung panganay niya, babae.
Siya si Love.
Siya si Love.
Oh, okay.
Tapos, there's a segment the about Young Thor. Yun yung twins niya.
Okay, okay.
I think yung isa mas prominently played the Young Thor. But I think yung isa din also, you know, had a hand. I mean, took turns maybe. I don't know. And then si Elsa Pataki. I think she played a wolf woman.
Mabilis lang. Parang
yeah, I don't think naman ng mga agaw sila lang. It's just, I think they filmed this during the pandemic maybe. Or, you know, mayroon pang mga quarantine. So, Australia is very strict with their borders nung pandemic. So, ayun. I think it all worked out fine. I think si Christian Bale nga parang meron siyang rule na magpapahinga siya ng at least ganitong weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks after, you know, to spend time with family, di ba? Bago ka mag-shoot ulit on location. But since his kids begged him to do this, parang 3 days lang yata yung pahinga niya from a previous commitment because he had to quarantine in Australia before he can join the crew, the cast and crew.
Okay. Actually, yung about Thor's twins, no? Ganun yung practice usually sa showbiz. Pag may role na baby. Actually, sa babies, mostly. They use twins kasi pag umiyak ng isa, papalitan naman yung twin naman niya. Pero one person lang talaga yun sa script. Pero played by twins kasi kailangan may palitan. Pero dito yata, hindi naman baby yung anak ni...
Yeah, they're twins, but I don't think
hindi
they naman...
They wanted to be in the movie, both of them. So, palitan kayo. Feeling
good, oo. Tsaka, yun nga, I think kasi nga, you're within... You have to do with what's available. I mean, di ba? I'm sure they're paid pa rin sa school, but, you know, it's a family affair. For Chris Hemsworth, who will not be giving up Thor, I think he's enjoying himself too much. With Taika.
Sige, last 2 points ko. Do you have any other points?
One lang.
Sige, come on.
Guns N' Roses.
Yun ang isang point. Sinulit nila yung mga bayad nila sa Guns N' Roses, no? Kasi they acquired a lot of songs, no? So, siguro yung buong album ng Appetite for Destruction din in-acquire nila. Hindi, may November
hindi,
rin.
Hindi, may iba. Iba. Tsaka may ibang songs din naman. May Enya, ganyan.
Oo.
But,
pero nakakami.
Feeling ko, after Guardians of the Galaxy, ito na. Ito na yung pinakagusto kong soundtrack ng Marvel movie.
Nakaano sila sa Guns N' Roses. Siguro na kuha nila na package din. 16 songs.
Or Taika really likes GNR.
Yeah, oo. Oh. And hindi lang sa songs, ha? Pati sa ano, may poster ng Guns N' Roses sa likod. Tsaka yung anak ni Heimdall, Axel daw na yung Axel because...
He changed his name to Axel.
Oh, kasi from Astrid to Axel. Kasi
because Axel Rose.
Oh, nakikinig daw siya ng Guns N' Roses.
May part dito, parang I was... Siyempre, kaka-enroll ang Guns N' Roses. Mga tipong grade 7 first year ako. Tapos, parang... As yung I was stomping my feet. Tapos si Dylan, Mom. Parang pinapatahimik ko daw siya pag maingay ako.
Siya naman pinapatay.
I was trying to sing. Malakas naman yung sound, eh. So, parang feeling ko hindi naman ako maririnig ng mga tao sa likod. And there were, you know, few people lang naman din in the cinema. But, you know, pinatahimik niya ako. But this is the song of my generation, so.
Ayun, tapos, yung last point ko is, ano, doon sa end credits na, yung type design, gusto ko siya, sobrang ganda. Parang, iba-ibang... Yung entry, yung bawat name, iba yung pagkaka, ibang font, ibang style. Basta ang ganda, hindi, syempre, hindi mo madedescribe yun through audio lang, no? You have to see it, no? So, for those of you who did not catch it in the cinema, I think it's still showing. Then we're gonna date this. For those of you who did not catch it in the cinema, it's available. Wait for it sa Disney Plus. Or wherever, streaming. Or whatever streaming service.
Disney Plus lang.
Disney Plus. So, yung type design sa dulo. Di ba kung napapansin nyo yung titles na Thor Ragnarok tsaka Thor Love and Thunder, parang 80s metal. Ganun yung dating niya. So, doon sa end credits, hindi lang po ko metal, may iba-ibang style, 70s style. Basta ang ganda, visually very...
Pati the colors.
Beautiful for me. Yeah, the colors din, yeah. Iba-iba din yung ibang-ibang palette. Basta, ang ganda. Yun lang. So,
I don't know where Thor is going after this, but he will return down.
Okay, sige. So, let's give it a rating. 1, 2, 3, go. I gave it a 7.1, you gave it a 7.2. That's an average of 7.15. Alright, so...
I don't know talaga kung saan nila dadalhin yung story ni Thor.
You just said that kanina.
Yes.
So, dadalhin nila sa Inverno.
Sa ano? Sa Asgard. Ah, nasan ba si Jane? Nasaan na si Jane? Hindi, wag. Spoiler na to yan.
Sa Cancer Research Institute. Hindi, joke lang. Okay. Sige, so, pero abangan na lang natin yung Phase 4. Kasi I don't think this is the last we'll see of Hemsworth as Thor.
Of course not. But, I'm curious as to how all this will, you know, create the big picture that is Phase 4. Kasi, hirap. Hirap imagining ngayon. Even then. Although, we enjoy naman yung mga 6-episode mini-series.
Yeah.
Ay, nako.
Alright, so that's our review of
Thor, Love and Thunder.
If you reach this part, don't forget to hit subscribe.
You can send us a message at thecouchtomato@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on social media at thecouchtomato on Twitter.
You can access the entire podcast archive on the website, thecouchtomato.com.
And of course, you can listen to The Couch Tomato podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and other major podcast platforms.
Also, The Couch Tomato is part of the Pipe Network. Check out other movie and TV podcasts such as Review, 480 TV Pod, and Please Pause.
Thank you for listening. Till the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.